This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation today in the aftermath of a 13-hour period in which gunmen killed 31 people in two incidents. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president calls the shootings barbaric and evil.
And a crime against all of humanity.
He's calling for bipartisan cooperation to help end gun violence, but 3 hours after tweeting he wants strong background checks, the president did not mention them nor any gun control measures in an address here at the White House.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
The Coalition Against Gun Violence's Andrew Patrick was not impressed.
Typical teleprompter Trump.
Saying the president did what he's done after other shootings and backed off pledges to strengthen background checks. Democrats are demanding the Senate come back to Washington and pass a House-approved bill that would do just that. Sagar Magani at the White House.
India has revoked the special status of Kashmir as it moves to fully integrate the region with the rest of the country. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has said the move is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
This was the chaos in India's parliament after plans were revealed to revoke the special status of Kashmir. India's interior minister could barely be heard as he announced the most far-reaching move over the disputed Himalayan region in nearly 7 decades. The government of Narendra Modi says it wants to throw out the part of the constitution that allows Kashmir to make its own laws. Its aim is to fully integrate its only Muslim-majority region with the rest of the country.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. A general strike brought Hong Kong to a standstill Monday and forced the cancellation of more than 200 flights. Police used tear gas on protesters who filled public parks, demanding that the city's pro-Beijing leader step down. This is VOA News. Tanzania's government on Monday charged investigative journalist Eric Cabandera with money laundering, tax evasion, and assisting criminal racket. The freelance journalist has been critical of Tanzania's president and ruling party in stories for newspapers in Britain and Kenya. Opposition and civil rights groups say Cabandera's case is a government effort to silence dissent, a notion disputed by the current administration elected in 2015. North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday, according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. It warned Pyongyang may abandon nuclear talks and take a new road. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
North Korea recently has been ramping up its weapons tests, including two test firings of what it describes as a new rocket artillery system, while expressing frustration over the continuance of US-South Korea drills it sees as an invasion rehearsal, and also the slow pace of nuclear negotiations with Washington. Meanwhile, a Seoul Defense Ministry official has not confirmed or denied reports that the drills, which are expected to be computer simulated and not involve actual combat troops and equipment, are already underway. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says negotiations have begun with three Pacific Island nations to renew a national security agreement that would help Washington counter growing Chinese influence in the region.
We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, and the people where we're sitting here today understand that having partners that are democratic, the United States, but Australia, Japan, and the other Pacific democracies are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better.
Under the terms of the deal known as the Compact of Free Association, the U.S. military has exclusive access to airspace and territorial waters in the region. In exchange, the islands receive financial assistance. China's yuan currency dropped to its lowest level in 11 years on Monday following threats from President Trump to impose new 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese products starting September 1st. Experts say the drop will fuel tensions with Washington while signaling the possibility of a currency war. And Egyptian authorities say an explosion set off by a car crash in central Cairo was terrorism. A bomb in one of the four cars involved killed at least 20 people and left 47 injured. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.